So there's an amazing halacha. The Shulchan Aruch in Siman Tafresh Chaf Aleph says very beautifully the following idea. Sorry. Shulchan Aruch says, Tafresh Chaf Hei. Shulchan Aruch says, Basukos Techu Shivas Yamin. So you have to sit in the sukkah for 7 days. Ki basukos hashavti es b'nei Yisrael. Because in the sukkahs I took out b'nei Yisrael, anani akavet. These refer ultimately again to the clouds of glory. Shekifam bahem lebal yakam shrav v'shemesh. So ultimately, again, this refers to the clouds that HaKadosh Baruch Hu surrounded us with, in order that we not be adversely affected by the elements. So the Nosei Kelim on the Shulchan Aruch are intrigued by this, because the Shulchan Aruch doesn't normally get into Tamei Mitzvos. Right? Shulchan Aruch doesn't get into reasons for Mitzvos. Shulchan Aruch tells us how to perform Mitzvos. Tells us how to build the Sukkah, what I have to do in the Sukkah. Shulchan Aruch doesn't tell me about the reasons for Mitzvos. Yet the Mechaber felt the need to go ahead and include it here. So the Mishnah Berurah and others already point out that the reason it's included is to teach us that Sukkah is unique. Sukkah is unique. Why? Because by all other mitzvos, even if I don't know why I'm doing it, if I don't know the reason for it, if I'm just doing it, I have no kavanas for it, I'm still yotze. So I put on tefillin every single morning. Even if I don't know why I'm putting on tefillin, I'm still yotze the mitzvah of tefillin. I fast on Yom Kippur, even if I don't know why I'm doing it, I'm still yotze. Sukkah is an exception. By sukkah, the halacha is that in order to be yotze the mitzvah of sukkah, you have to go ahead and know why it is that you're doing it. If you don't know why you're doing it, then the halacha is you're not the yotzei mitzvah. Therefore, the Shulchan Aruch says, when I go into my sukkah tonight, I have to say, and we'll say it's actually a very important inyan. Person has to say, hinini muchla muzuman, I'm hereby ready to perform the mitzvah of sukkah. And the reason I'm entering into this hut is because for 40 years in the desert, the Ribono Shel Olam surrounded me with his clouds of glory, surrounded my grandparents with his clouds of glory, and made sure that through those clouds, nothing was able to adversely affect that. And I am recreating the Anami HaKavod for myself and for my family. If I don't have those kavanas, I'm not yotzei the mitzvah of sukkah. So the Lashon Tov HaKadosh says something quite beautiful. He says, so what's the pshat? Okay, what's the deeper? What's the panemius? You know, there's the chitzonius of Torah, and there's the panemius of Torah. So what's the panemius of this idea? So the Lashon Tov says so beautifully that the whole essence of sukkah, the Zohar writes, that the sukkah is Sela Dehimenusa. The sukkah is the shade of the Ribono Shel Olam. Now when I enter into my sukkah, I'm entering into the embrace, I'm entering into HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Bechvodo Ube'atzmo. The sukkah is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Sukkah is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When I enter into my sukkah, I enter into HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So says the Baal Shem Tov so beautifully, the Yomim Noraim, Yomim Noraim, Yomim Noraim. What's the process? The whole avodah of the day is I take myself and I lift myself up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's kind of like what we spoke about yesterday on Shabbos morning. That really the Yomim Noraim is I take myself from the Aretz, Ha'azinu, right? I take myself from the Aretz, from the land, and I lift myself, Ha'azinu HaShamayim. I take myself up into the heavens. That's my goal. Ribono Shel Olam, I'm raising myself up to you. But something amazing happens. We've been so wildly successful of Yom Noraim. There's that beautiful euphoria, right? There's that beautiful simcha. I'm so infused with Kedusha that I have the ability to do something absolutely magnificent, which is I could be Moshech the Shechina down to me. Over the last 10 days, I was raising myself up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and I've been so wildly successful that I can now bring the Shechina down to me. I've gone up to God, and because I've gone up to Him, I could bring Him down to me. Says the Baal Shem Tov, that's Sukkis. If Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Aseret Yemei Tshuva, Elul, is bringing ourselves up to Shamayim, so Sukkis is now bringing HaKadosh Baruch Hu down to us in the Aretz. And that's why, again, a person can only do this if a person has the right kavanas. I'm just going to walk into the sukkah and I don't know what I'm doing, or I don't know the meaning of what I'm doing, or I don't have any specific kavanas for that, then you can't bring down the Shechina if you're not concentrating. You can't bring down the Shechina if your mind's not on it. But if I walk into the sukkah and I say, Basukos Teshu Shivas Yamim, Ki Basukos Hoshavi Espineso, and I realize we enter into our sukkah every single time, and whatever it is, whether it's to learn, whether it's to eat, whether it's to shmooze, because halavai, we should be zuchah to bring all of our activities of daily living into the sukkah. We should be so zocha meretz Hashem to feel that sila dehemenusa. We should be zocha meretz Hashem to feel that embrace of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We should be zocha to feel not just that we're next to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but that literally we're able to enter into HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We should be zocha meretz Hashem to enter into the Ribono Shel Olam, and we should be zocha meretz Hashem to never have to leave.